Morning out there, folks. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you on this Sunday, folks. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're having a good weekend. And for all those listening out there, we're here in the USA. The people listening out around the world today, you're listening from wherever you're at, to the USA broadcasting of the Officer Jack McLam program. Welcome back, folks, listening around the world and around the nation. Well, folks, I want to go into a little bit here with you about the report I gave last week, which is building. The information is building out there that Pocatello, Idaho, and other National Guards are being transformed. They're being disarmed, and they're being transformed by the U.S. Army. Of course, you know, the U.S. Army is controlled by the communist Zionist neocon Trotskyites, as well as the White House and the Congress and the Senate are controlled by the communist Zionist neocon Trotskyites. And so it would stand to reason, folks. Let me give you my theory here. When I was in the military during the Vietnam War, had a top secret clearance, and worked at intel bases and communication bases, we knew that occasionally something would come up, something really, really serious that they didn't want the American people to know about, okay? Even back then, we were controlled by the neocon Trotskyites, okay? And they would come into our base and say, you guys know this. You know what's happening. If you speak of it to anybody, anybody at all, your family members, anybody at all, you're going to prison. You're going to be sent to prison, okay? So don't speak of this at all. It's top secret, all right? And so I get the impression, folks, that that's what's happening on these National Guard bases. Because a number of people have contacted their National Guard bases, and they're not talking. They're not talking. It sounds like the days when I was in the War of Vietnam at these intel bases with my top secret clearance and us being threatened with going to prison if we spoke about anything. But I'm not sure. We can't break through this wall of silence. And when we get back, I'll share with you information that we've been receiving from different National Guard bases and people within the realm of the National Guard bases that are speaking out here and there. All right? We'll be back after these important messages on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for more.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and I want to remind you that, yes, I was a soldier during the Vietnam War. I did not get in country, did not kill any communists, but I was still a soldier in the war, and I spent my times a number of years back in the jungles at secret intel bases and communication bases and with a top-secret clearance. And that's all I'll tell you at this time. But anyway, I'm deeply concerned about us not being able to get through and gather any information from these National Guard bases. We're trying to get a hold of the governor of Idaho right now and get his response, but he's not responding either. So I guess they've all been threatened. It seems to me that that's what the same thing's happening that happened to us at our intel bases when something like this would come up. But anyway, the 148th Field Artillery Battalion, we got this from a brother who's saying that his source of this is 100% absolutely credible. And the man's name is Bob Phillips, who's sent me this information. He says here 8 days ago, and this has been last week, folks, the National Guard Armory in Pocatello, Idaho, was seized by the U.S. Regular Army and stripped of all their weaponry, everything from long-range cannon to small arms. These guys are the 148th Field Artillery Battalion. They stripped it of all weapons and ammo. The CO asked the question, why are you doing this to the Army? And the Army said, there's going to be a party this winter, and you're not invited. I think I shared this with you last week, folks. Yeah, there's going to be a party, okay? It's called martial law, totalitarian government in the U.S., and they're scared to death of the National Guard because, remember, folks, the National Guard is made up of your neighbors, okay, that work at the drugstore, that work at the pizza factory, that work at the hardware store, and they don the uniform to serve when the governor calls them out. Well, now they've been called out, and the governors haven't raised Cain about it, by the satanic president of the United States, Boy George Bush, who's really not the president. It's evil Cheney, satanic Cheney, is really the president. But anyway, Boy George Bush called up the National Guard and has put them out of this country in Iraq and Afghanistan. And now they come back home, and they're having their weapons taken away from them, according to this credible source that Bob Phillips has. He was led to believe that this thing here that's going to happen, the party that's going to happen this winter, and you're not invited, National Guard. By the way, let me finish my statement. I forgot to finish my statement. The National Guard is scary to the neocon Trotskyites, that the communists that control our military today and are the ones who, that's who communist Chertoff and communist Marcus Wolf and communist Yugani Primakov, head of the KGB, and Marcus Wolf is head of the, or was head of the East German communist Stasi. All three of them worked together in setting up this totalitarian system here in America. And the National Guard scares them, because when they're going door to door and dragging people out into the yard and shooting them in the head because they're on the red list and the blue list, they're dividing their children, taking their children away from them and sending those on the blue list to the concentration camps to be brainwashed, and their children to the pedophile camps. They're scared to death that the National Guard won't do it, that they will be totally against it, because they are our neighbors. Remember, the National Guard are our neighbors, and they come from the neighborhoods that this is all going to happen to. And I guess it just scares the communist, Zionist, neocon Trotskyites that control the military and the Pentagon and the White House and the Congress and the Senate and the Supreme Court, because that's why they're bringing in, they've got over 300,000 foreign troops here now, so that they can bring them in and send the National Guard out of the country. They've got 250,000 National Guardsmen now rounded up to send them back to Iraq and Afghanistan. And, of course, then they'll be sent over to Iran after they bomb Iran into the Stone Ages. So that's what's going on here, folks. Is it's my belief. It's my belief, because we're hearing from more and more people that are not getting answers from their National Guard bases. So anyway, the commander, the CO, was told when he asked why they're disarming the 148th Field Artillery Battalion, they said, there's going to be a party this winter and you're not invited. He was led to believe that this was a national happening, not just a local happening around the National Guard Army there at Pocatello. I've called five other National Guard bases and asked them, but for some odd reason have received no answers back. that's not an odd situation, okay? Because if they've been threatened like we were, they're not going to call them back. Any of you that have the ability or strings to pull, get on the phone and see if there's any verification from any other sources that you know. And I would like to ask you, too, folks, there's a lot of soldiers that listen into the Officer Jack McLam program and a lot of police officers that listen into the Officer Jack McLam program. And I'm asking my brothers and sisters in uniform to get a hold of the National Guard base, get a hold of the governor in your area, and see if there's any truth to this, that these National Guards are being disarmed and changed totally. Bob Phillips talked to a friend who was the company commander for the National Guard Transportation Unit here in Spokane. They have heard the same news that Pocatello was disarmed, but didn't have any specific details. They didn't have much weapons outside of their M16s and 9mm left at their base, but they do know that National Guard units around the nation are being stripped of their heavy crew served weapons. The Montana National Guard has been stripped of their M1 Abram tanks and made into a hazmat and water purification unit after they got back from Iraq. The Como unit in Moses Lake National Guard has been stripped of all of its Como gear and is being reassigned as truck drivers for the Spokane Detachment of the National Guard. Jack, it doesn't sound good. All National Guard returnees have here report directly to Fort Lewis now and are not being released. Most are being sent back to Iraq right away. A lot of National Guard folks are quitting in absolute disgust. Those who stay are getting promotions over those who don't re-up now. Well, I guess you know what this means, Jack. It means that the poo-poo is about to hit the fan. That's not the word he used, but that's the word I use. If you would like, you can call me at home at this phone number. I wish this wasn't true, but like I said, my source is 100% absolutely credible, Bob Phillips. Well, folks, we've been hearing from other people who have contacted their National Guard bases, and they're not speaking. They're not talking out. They're not returning phone calls, or they're not answering the questions. Okay, just not answering. So anyway, that's all we know right now, folks. This could all be a hoax, of course, but in my mind, folks, it doesn't seem like a hoax, and I've got other buddies, too, who are officers in the military who have contacted me, and they believe that the Army is scared, or not the Army necessarily, but the neocon Trotskyites that control our Army, the communists that control our military today, and the Pentagon, are scared to death of the National Guard because they're afraid that they'll use these weapons to defend the people in their communities. And I pray God that that's true. I pray God that that's true, folks. If when martial law is declared and they start going around fulfilling that red and blue list, okay, I do pray that the National Guard will be on the side of the people against these communist Zionists who are trying to destroy America, bring us down to third world nation status so they can put us into this Antichrist world government system that they have planned. So that's about it on that issue, folks. That's about it. I want to also get into something with you here, folks. Because of the lie in the Bible, or lie about the Bible, okay, that, well, I hear the music. I'll come back and talk about the big lie, okay, and how we're being taken over, and how easy it is for the communist Zionist neocon Trotskyite to take us over, okay? And they have taken us over. We'll be right back.
It's a fact.
Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and I want to get into another touchy subject here with you folks, but the reason it was so easy to take us over here in America by the communist Zionist Gentiles that call themselves Jews and are not, and I am blessed to have good Jewish brothers and sisters in the military and in law enforcement that give me material all the time, and this has been going on for 15 years now, okay? And they've educated me tremendously about how they hate the Zionists, how they hate the communists, and they've set up 3 websites now against the Zionists, Jewish websites against the Zionists. One is JewsNotZionists.org, and one is JewsAgainstZionism.com, and I forget the other one. I don't have it on the tip of my tongue here, but there's a third website. But anyway, they've told me about all kinds of books to read that prove, without a doubt, folks, the lie that these Jews are God's chosen people. And Jewish people themselves, I get all my information about this from Jews, okay, not from people that hate Jews. but from the Jewish people themselves in law enforcement and the military, great American patriotic Jews, okay? And there's a lot of them, let me tell you. They've got millions and millions at those websites, folks, that have signed on against Zionism, which is a evil, evil, satanic organization, the Zionists are. But the American people who join the Zionist movement don't know that. They're misled all the time because the communist Zionists have control of our media in America today, the publishing houses, the television, Hollywood, and now they have control of their federal government, the Capitol, the Congress, the Senate, and they do this through donations of our tax dollars that we give to the communist Zionists every year, $12 million to $20 million, or billion dollars, I'm sorry, $12 to $20 billion a year to the communist Zionists over in Israel, so that they can kill off the Palestinians and start wars with Iran like they're about to start. But they take a lot of that money, folks, that $12 to $20 billion a year. They don't give it to the Jewish people over there at all. They put it in their own pockets to make them fat cats, wealthy billionaires. And then they take several billion dollars and send it back into the pockets of our congressmen and senators so that they will not vote against anything that the communist Zionist Gentiles that call themselves Jews come up with and want them to vote for in America. Okay, they don't vote against them or they won't get that $2-3 million a year under the table in secret bank accounts from the ADL and from AIPAC, okay, the most powerful PAC in America, Political Action Committee, is the Zionist Political Action Committee called AIPAC, okay, and they take those billions of dollars and take some of the money after they put most of it in their pockets, and they send it back into the pockets of our congressmen and senators secretly under the table every year in secret bank accounts so that they will vote according to the Zionist plan. Well, then the big lie is that the American Christians, which 70-75% of the people, almost 80% of the people in America call themselves Christians. Of course, we remember that God said that the path to heaven is narrow and few will find it, okay? And so 70 to 80% of the American people call themselves Christians. Don't forget, in the Bible, it says that lukewarm Christians, Jesus said that lukewarm Christians will be spewed out of his mouth and will go to hell. Okay? Now, that's Christians that call themselves Christians that are lukewarm and not involved in standing up, like he said in Psalms 94:16 against Satan and his minions that have taken over this country. The synagogue of Satan has taken over this country. And that's the term Jesus used in Revelations 2:9, that these people that call themselves Jews and are not are of the synagogue of Satan, and they have control of our nation today. And the reason, folks, is because they've convinced through the Scofield Reference Bible, the most evil Bible in the world. It probably is evil as the Satanic Bible, because Christians don't read the Satanic Bible, but they read the Scofield Reference Bible, and they believe what's in there. And in the Scofield Reference Bible, it said that the Jews were God's chosen people. Now, if you study the Bible yourself instead of listening to your misdirected, misguided preacher, folks, you'll know that God chose the 12 tribes of Israel, all 12 tribes, not just the fourth tribe, the brother Judah, as his chosen people. Not the Jews, but all 12 tribes, all 12 brothers of Jacob Israel. We'll be back with more of the Officer Jack McClellan program right after this very important break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you today. Good to be back with you, folks. But this is so important, folks. This is one of the most critical things in our nation today, is for us to understand how we've been misled to set back and let the communist Zionists take over this country. Okay? And the way it's been done is through the Scofield Reference Bible that came out in the early 1900s, 1907, matter of fact, and it was immediately adopted by our Christian seminaries around the nation of America and the Christian Bible schools. And it taught lies, 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 lies. But if you will study the Bible yourself instead of just listening to your government ministers, which will only preach 30% of the Word of God because the other 70% tells you the truth, and the IRS will come crashing in on them and take their tax-free status away from them if they talk about the other 70% of the Bible. I'm fortunate to have a minister, my minister, Pastor John Weaver, who has no government licenses. He's not a government minister, and he preaches the whole Word of God, right out of the King James Bible, okay? And they can't do anything to him because he doesn't have a tax-free status. You know, well, he does. He is tax-free because all churches are tax-free. But the lie that was taught back in the early 1900s was that you had to go through government and become licensed by government to be tax-free, which is not true. So we have many churches today springing up that are not government churches, are not licensed by government, state governments, federal governments, and they're still tax-free because that's the way it's always been in America. But they have great hold over our government ministers today, which is about 97% of the preachers in America are government-licensed preachers and obey everything the federal government tells them to do to keep their money coming in, keep the money rolling in, you know? All right, but here's the thing. Here's the lies, folks. Jacob had 12 sons, as you know. He had 12 sons, and his fourth son was named Judah. But God chose the Jacob Israel children to be his people, his chosen people. The Jews don't want to talk about this. The communist Zionist Gentiles that call themselves Jews don't want to talk about this. They say it's the Jews from from Judah who are God's chosen people, but they're not even from God's chosen people. The communist Zionist Gentiles that call themselves Jews are from Khazaria, East European nation of Khazaria, which in 750 A.D., King Joseph, their king, adopted Judaism. They were Gentiles, and they adopted Judaism. And then, as super rich Jews, from Khazaria became super rich, they broke away and tried to set up this Antichrist world government system by starting communism. They broke away from Judaism, which made them Gentiles again, folks. That's what we're talking about here. The Khazarians that broke away and started the Zionist communist movement around the world and killed 60 million Christians during the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia, because they hate Christians with a passion. They hate Christ, and they hate Christians with a passion and intend to kill most Christians when they have their Antichrist system set up, okay? But anyway, they came up with the idea and put it in the Scofield Reference Bible that our young people, young girls and young boys that go to minister college at these seminaries, Christian seminaries, are taught that it's just the Jews that are God's chosen people, and they don't read the Bible themselves to find out that Jacob Israel had 12 sons, and all of those people were God's chosen people. And now the Jews from Judah were Christians. Most of them were Christians. They were Christ followers, okay? And they were God's chosen people. But these 90% of the Jews in the world today are Khazars, and they are Jews only by religion. They are not Jews by blood. They've never been to the Holy Land. 90% of them have never been to the Holy Land, except they're there now trying to trick the American people and the people of the world that they're God's chosen people. And they're not Jews by blood at all, because the Jews from Judah were Christians. They followed Christ, okay? And these communist Zionist Christian haters, Antichrist, synagogue of Satan that set up Israel in 1948, hate Christ, and they hate Christians, and they're going to slaughter them one day. It says that in the Talmud, and it says that in their religious book, the Kabbalah, that they're going to slaughter them one day, the Christians, okay? But we're supporting them, folks, through these lies and with our own funds. We're supporting the setup of the Antichrist system with our own tax donations to the tune of $12 to $20 billion a year to destroy Christianity and destroy the Christian America. This used to be a Christian nation, America, but it's been destroyed by the communist Zionists and their lies in the Scofield Reference Bible. I hope you're understanding this. And we have great American Jews that are speaking out about this. We have Brother Nathaniel Kempner, who has a website, folks, I hope you'll go to. It's called Real Jew News. Real Jew News. I'm looking at it right now. www.realjewnews.com. And it's very simple, but the website is terrific. And you'll see pictures of Brother Nathaniel Kempner dressed up as a priest. You know, he was a Roman Catholic, Russian Orthodox Jew, Christian Jew, okay? And he is now speaking out, and he has a website called www.realjewnews.com against the communist Zionists, and he's telling the truth. And here he has a very important article called Jews Are Not the Chosen People of God. And here's what Nathaniel Kempner says. How can the Jews who oppose their own Messiah, Jesus Christ, be the chosen people of God? Did not St. Paul, the Hebrew of Hebrews, say that the Jews are the enemy of the cross in Philippians 3? When St. Paul said, the Jews killed the Lord Jesus and their prophets, they please not God, but are contrary to all men, forbidding us to preach the gospel to the Gentiles that they might be saved, to fill up their sins always. I'm not sure what all that means there. With the wrath of God is come unto them to the uttermost. Did not he make it crystal clear that the Jews are not the chosen people of God? And did not Jesus Christ himself reveal that the Jews are of the synagogue of Satan? Revelations 2:9-3:9. Jesus Christ also revealed that the Jews are not true Jews. When he said to the Christians of Asia Minor, this is Jesus Christ speaking, I will make them who say they are Jews but are not, but do lie, to come and worship before thy feet, Revelations 3. How then can the so-called Jews, who are now the enemies of the cross and of the synagogue of Satan, and who must worship at the feet of Christians, be the chosen people of God? And did not Jesus himself reveal that the Jews are of the synagogue of Satan? No, I already read that. How then can we the so-called Jews, who are now the enemies of the cross, be called the chosen people of God? Jesus Christ, the Messiah of Israel, denounced the Jews for rejecting him when he said, Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. Therefore, ye shall not see me until you say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, at St. Matthew 23. How then can the Jews, whose house is now desolate, be the chosen people? When the Jews cast in their teeth that they were the seed of Abraham, Jesus replied to them, You are of your father the devil, who was a murderer from the very beginning, at St. John 8 in the Holy Bible. Indeed, the Jews committed the crimes of all crimes, namely, deicide, when they brought Jesus to Pontius Pilate, demanding that Jesus Christ be crucified, even when Pilate judged Christ innocent and desired him be set free, in St. Matthew 27. How then can the Jews, whose father is the devil, and they being murderers like the devil by crucifying the Lord Christ of glory, be the chosen people? Did not Jesus say to them, Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, for you compass the sea and the land and make one proselyte. And when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourself. At St. Matthew 23. Even secular Jews defer to the rabbis as the leaders when it comes to interpreting Jewish dogma. How can How then can Jews who are children of hell be the chosen people? How could the Jews to whom Jesus Christ said, because you do not believe, you are not of my sheep, be the chosen people? How can it be when Jesus says you're not of my sheep? At St. John's 10, for to this day the majority of the Jews do not believe in Jesus Christ. What then is their chosenness if they are not of the Messiah's sheep? St. John the Apostle said, many deceivers are gone out into the world who deny that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist, in 2 John 1. Now remember, folks, this is a Jew saying this, okay? Brother Nathaniel Kepner. How then can the Jews who today deny that Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God because man became man for their salvation be the chosen people? Will we be deceived by the Jews that they are the chosen people? And we are deceived. We're totally deceived in this country, folks. What then is the Jews' chosenness? In the book of Revelations it is written, but the fearful and the unbelieving and the liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, burneth, and they'll burn with fire. This is the second death. Number one, says Brother Nathaniel Kepner, the Jews are fearful of death. Number two, the Jews are unbelieving. They do not believe in the God of the Bible, but in the God of the Talmud. Number three, the Jews are liars, for they say that they are God's chosen people when God says that they are an accused people because of their sins, Isaiah 66:20. Thus, the chosenness of the Jews is their being chosen to experience the second death, that is, the lake of fire. Moses, whom the Jews boast as having been their hero, denounced pronounced a blessing and a curse on the Jews. God said Moses would bless the Jews if they showed their love for Jesus Christ by accepting the prophet whose teachings would be required by the Jews, Deuteronomy 13. But the Jews crucified the prophet rather than receiving his teachings on repentance and confessing of his divine right to demand obedience. Thus the curses of Moses pronounced upon the Jews have been the Jews' experience for over 2,000 years, Deuteronomy 28. Hated, persecuted, censored, and rightly so, wandering from nation to nation, then expelled from their host nations and wreaking havoc wherever they go in their hatred of Christianity, the Jews have indeed experienced the curses predicted of them by Moses. And the desolation that Jesus Christ predicted of the Jews for rejecting him and killing him. Jews are not the chosen people. Christians are the chosen people of God. God said to Abraham, I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. And in thy seed all the nations shall be blessed, in Genesis 12:26. What blessings have the Jews brought to the world since 33 A.D.? Just read today, which is when they killed Christ. Just read today's headlines, and one can clearly see that curses have been brought upon society by the Jews. The war in Iraq serves only the interest of the Jews and their promotion of the Christ-hating state of Israel. The tragedy of the World Trade Center was the result of a Jewish Zionist agenda. The secularization of Western society is caused by the Jews, which has debased the morals of once Christian nation, now rife with the abominations of anal sex of homosexuals and the perverse sexual conduct of lesbians. Jews are on the forefront of promoting these perverse alternative lifestyles. Are all of these things blessings from the so-called seed of Abraham, the Jews? No. They are all curses brought upon us by the seed of the devil, the Jews. Christians are God's chosen people, not Jews. Christians are the seed of Abraham. This is what St. Paul, the Hebrew of Hebrews, said over and over again. Here is one instance of St. Paul's many assertions regarding Christians being the seed of Abraham. If ye be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed. And that's what Galatians 3:29 says. That's pretty straightforward, folks. If ye be Christ, then ye are of Abraham's seed. So if you're a Christian, you're of Abraham's seed, folks. Then Jesus Christ said to his disciples, I have chosen you that you should go and be and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Christians were sealed by God's chosen people for all time. We'll be back, folks, right after this important break, and finish up the first hour. In the second hour, we'll be taking calls. Okay, we'll be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And, folks, this is not a religious program today. I'm telling you who has control of this nation, and we've turned it over to him. Satan. Satan has control of this nation, and we've turned it over to him. If you love the Lord Jesus Christ and you are a Jewish person, you are a child of God, and you are God's chosen. Christians are God's chosen people. I've read the Bible over and over again, folks, and I've read in there where it says that God got tired of Israel turning to other gods, and finally he said to Israel, and this wasn't the Jews, it wasn't just the fourth son, Judah, but he said he's taken the empire. Is that the term he used? I think it was, he's taken the empire from them and given it to a people that will carry out his orders and his commandments. And, of course, that was the Christian people. So if you're Ethiopian, if you're American, if you're Russian, if you are like Dr. or like Brother Nathaniel Kepner is, a Russian, if you are a Jewish person and you've turned to Christ, like Brother Nathaniel has, and also Michael A. Hoffman II, who wrote Judaism's Strange Gods, if you've turned to Christ, like a lot of our soldiers and police officers that are Jewish people have, then you are God's chosen people. It's right in the Holy Scriptures. Brother Nathaniel is absolutely right. I know the Bible, and the quotes he's given you are right in the King James Bible. Read it yourself, folks, and forget it. It is not that communist Zionist system set up over there in Israel to set up the Antichrist world government system to slaughter the Christians when they get it all set up with our help, because we're helping them. So, okay, we're going to get on to other things in the next hour here, folks. But before we leave this subject, I want to send you to the web and look up this book. Oh, by the way, Brother Nathaniel Kepner's website, once again, is www.realjewnews.com. Realjewnews.com. Please go there and read the rest of that article that it's too long for me to read on the air to you about the Jews not being God's chosen people. Christians are God's chosen people, by Nathaniel Kepner. But I want you to go to the web also, folks, and pull up this book and get a copy of it, Judaism's Strange Gods. This is so critical. This book is so critical, folks. It's written by a Jewish man, a great American Jewish man who's turned Christian. And he was I imagine, because Hoffman is a Jewish name, Michael A. Hoffman II, Hoffman is a Jewish name, and he says he's not a Jew. Well, I can only assume that he was a Khazar. His background is Khazaria, an Ashkenazi Jew, and he's turned Christian, so he's no longer a Jew, because he was only a Jew if he followed Judaism. That's Babylonian Talmudic Kabbalah Judaism. That's very evil books. The Babylonian Talmud, very evil, satanic book, and so is the Kabbalah, very evil and satanic. And Michael Hoffman has become a Christian and written a book called Judaism's Strange God. So go to the web, folks, and look that up, Judaism's Strange God by Michael A. Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, the second. And order that book, and it will teach you so much. I just finished it night before last for the second time. I've read it twice now. Okay, that's from your Jewish brothers and sisters out across the nation, not from this old Irish cop. Okay, we'll be back for the second hour right after these important...
Let me tell you why I...